Hey, what's up, friend? It is Sam Altieri. Welcome back to another episode of the Balance with Sam podcast. I am a coach and an author and a speaker, and I am so stoked you're here to help you heal your relationship with food and your body. If you've ever struggled with your weight, with body image, with food, you are in the right place. It is something that I struggled with for years and years and years, and after helping hundreds of women overcome their food and body image struggles, you are next. I am so stoked to bring you all the strategies, all the tools, all the mindset work to help you feel confident in your body again so you can take your life back, be unstoppable, be confident, be a freaking badass, because that's what you truly are. And this podcast is exactly for you. I'm so stoked to bring it to you, and I am so grateful you are here. Now let's dive into the episode, and I'm so excited to see you transform.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, friend. So in this video, we're going to talk all about the difference between getting healthier, right, and feeling better in our bodies and just like feeling really good versus losing weight, and how to manage like what happens when you do fall off track. So the first thing I want you to know is that we have to do this, like I said, previous video on like about love, right? We have to do this from a place of I want to get healthier, I want to feel better, not I want to lose weight. The reason why is because we live in a law of attraction universe, right? You know the law of attraction. What you think is what you get about, right? So that didn't even make any sense. What you think is what you get about. Oh, God, Sam. Hey, look, see, I'm human, so I'm just expressing to you imperfection in its finest form. What you think is what you get, right? So if you think to yourself, I want to feel better, like I'm working on getting healthier, okay, I'm doing this, it's going to happen. If you think about, oh my God, I want to lose weight, I just want to get rid of this stuff, I just want to get rid of this weight, all you're thinking about is the thing that you don't want. And that's not how this like universe works. We have to think about the things we do want, not the things that we don't. So we have to shift our focus more onto the things that we can control and that we do actually want, which is getting healthier and feeling happy and confident, right, and thriving, and not the things we don't. So like, oh, I just want to get rid of this extra body fat, right? Or, oh, I want to get rid of the weight, or, oh, I want to stop feeling like shit. I want to stop overeating. I want to stop binging. No, that means we're thinking about it, right? So if it's in our head, then it starts to have more energy, right? And then that picks up momentum. And then like 5 minutes later, you're thinking about, you're so much thinking about not binging that you end up binging. So we have to start training our minds to start thinking about the things that we do want. So anytime you catch yourself being like, oh, I don't want to, or oh, I can't, or oh, I shouldn't, just start getting into the habit of like, what am I actually like running from, right? Okay, let's shift it. Let's flip it on its head, right? And take a deep breath. You're like, no, this is about me getting healthier, right? And like making that shift and feeling really good about it. So moving from a place of I don't want these things to I do want these things. Often it's much easier to think about the things we don't want because we're so used to it, right? But by now you've probably figured out all the things you don't want. You don't want to binge, you don't want to overeat, you don't want to feel like shit, right? You don't want to be overweight. Okay, so the contrary to that is, okay, I want to feel healthier, I want to feel lighter, right? I want to move more, I want to feel confident in my body. That's the things we want to focus on. So focus on the good stuff. Secondly, when you mess up, literally get back on track. I can't say it enough. It's not a big deal. But the ego loves to catastrophize, to make it this big deal, right? Like, oh my God, I poured in 10 extra calories of creamer into my coffee. Fuck it, right? Or like, oh my God, I overate last night. I ate some mini muffins. Like, what the fuck's the point, right? And then you like go balls deep. No, just get back on track. It's literally not a big deal. I want you to make that your fucking mantra. Just get back on track. It's fine. All you gotta do is get back on track. Have compassion for yourself. Have love for yourself. You're a fucking human. Two nights ago, I overate, right? I'm teaching you this course. I'll be totally honest with you, right? I still mess up after all of these years. I'm still teaching it and I am still healing and learning, and so are you. And it's so fucking normal to mess up. It's so human, right? But we have these crazy expectations. We're like, we can't mess up, right? But this whole thing is a practice, it's a skill, right? It's like, imagine picking up an instrument and like expecting to be good at it. Well, I think we both know how you'd feel. You'd be really disappointed. So give yourself some grace. Treat yourself like you would your best friend. And when you mess up, literally get back on track, right? What would you tell your best friend if she messed up? It's no big deal. It's no big deal. It really isn't, right? One slice of pizza doesn't make you fat. One salad doesn't make you skinny. So remember that it's okay. It's okay, it's okay. I'm giving you a big hug to remind you that it is literally okay. When you mess up, all it is, right, is like a lesson. It's helping you learn yourself better. It's helping you learn how to reparent or to coach yourself, right? When you mess up, don't take it personally. I know it's easy to, but be like, what is this teaching me? Right, if I overate last night, okay, what happened? Like, think about what actually happened. What happened before the meal? What happened during the meal? What happened after the meal? Could I have done something a little bit better? Probably, right? Like, could I have set myself up for success a little bit more? Probably, right? But we never even give ourselves a chance to learn because we're so consumed with beating ourselves up. And that's not how you grow. That's not how you learn. How you learn is you mess up. Okay, I messed up. What's the lesson here? And then you adjust, you tweak, and you try it again, and then you mess up again. And it's literally, we are just a bunch of little kids living in adult bodies, messing up a lot and getting back on track. And that's the only thing that separates you from being successful, is how quickly can you get back up when you fall? That's it, right? Like, that's how I've made all the progress in my life. I have fucked up so much. I have made so many mistakes, especially when it comes to food, because this is obviously something I've struggled with for so many years. Right, and it's not like I'm better off than you. It's just I have way more experience messing up. So I've learned, oh, okay, so I shouldn't open a jar of peanut butter without a plan. Cool, Sam, right? Neither should you. If you know yourself, don't put yourself in situations that are going to sabotage you. We're going to talk about sabotage. We're going to talk about all that stuff, but it allows you to get to know yourself better. And knowing yourself better is going to be how you learn really fucking fast. And that's what this is about, is healing and learning. And I am no stranger to it, which is why I'm teaching this course, because just as much as I am teaching, I am still a student. So just remember, you're good. When you mess up, get back on track. Let that be your mantra. Write that on stickies. Seriously, when I mess up, I get back on track, right? I have stickies all over the place. They're literally all over the place. And I want you to get used to repeating this stuff to yourself, making it be normal. I just talk to myself all day, literally. So just remember, you're good. When you mess up, get back on track. Treat yourself with love, compassion, and grace. That's how change happens, from a place of love. Alrighty, that wraps up another episode of the Balance with Sam podcast. I hope you enjoyed this little mini snippet of one of the mindset videos I recorded for my course, Break Through the Binge, now called Tastes Like Freedom. I know that it can be so easy to beat ourselves up and focus on all the mistakes, but I promise you, when you shift to that place of love and nurture and just trying to nourish yourself, just trying to get your needs met, just trying to feel good, the journey to health, and if weight loss is a goal for you, the journey to weight loss becomes so much easier and so much more enjoyable. If this episode helped you, please screenshot it, share it on your Instagram, tag me at Salty Lifts. Let me know if it was helpful. I love hearing from you, and I cannot wait to catch you on next week's episode.